Father God, we bless your name. We worship you this morning. Have your way in our midst. May none of us live the same, O God. May we be blessed indeed and enlarge our territory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And the saints said, Amen. We may take our seats in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we good? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to the key text. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Hallelujah. So Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Hallelujah. Then Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then 1 John 3:8. For whosoever committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So it means that when Jesus was on earth, he spent most of his time preaching, teaching, healing, doing good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And then destroying the works of the devil. What does it mean? It means that preaching, teaching, and healing is the maximum good and destroys all the works of the devil. So it means that if Jesus came to the earth, how many agree that he will do the most important things? Even though someone did build a shed with five porches at the pool of Bethesda. Hallelujah. So Jesus would have done many of such things. How many agree what I'm saying? But that's not what Jesus spent his time doing. How many would have thought that preaching, teaching, and healing is the most important thing you do if you are God? Nah. We would have been doing other things, relief funds, relief activities. United Way. What is the World Vision? We would have been doing. We would have joined those programs, or led it, but Jesus did not do that. He spent his time preaching, teaching, and healing. Now it means that preaching, teaching, and healing is the maximum good. It means that you can't do anything better than preaching, teaching, and healing. It means that preaching, teaching, and healing is the most important thing that could ever be done. Why? Because God did it. Matthew 9:35, I'll repeat it again. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Look at it in NLT. You see that that was what he was doing on a regular basis. Jesus traveled through all the cities and villages of that area, teaching in their synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And wherever he went, he healed people of every sort of disease and illness. That's what he spent his time doing. Therefore, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, preaching, teaching, and healing is the most important thing ever possible to be done. Why? Because God did it, and you and I are not wiser than God. So if God did it, it means that it's important, even though we will not have done it. What do you think? So last week, we began to talk about why is it that preaching, teaching, and healing is the maximum good? Why is it so important? Do you want to know why should God spend his time preaching, teaching, and healing? Why should that be the maximum good? Why didn't he just heal everyone? Why didn't he just show his glory so that everyone would be saved over there? Why all this? Last week, we began to explain why. We said that the first reason is that it attacks the root of man's problems. Man's problems. Man has problems. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. The Bible says that man was conceived in sin and sorrow. It's just sorrow, just hopelessness without Christ. Amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes says that there is an enemy that is opposing mankind, opposing strongly. And there is power that has been given to the enemy to continue to oppose the people of the world. But God has sent Jesus to deliver you and I from all oppression. Can I have an amen? Amen. Then we read from Romans chapter 3. Let's turn to Romans chapter 3 verse 10. Bible says in Romans chapter 3 verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. All. The Romans 6:23. If you want to know it, when you are witnessing, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. Now, which one is first? Romans, the first thing is that everyone has sinned. Now, the penalty of sin is the next. So Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short or fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's very clear that the wages of sin, because all have sinned, including you and I, the wages of our sin is death. So it means that every single one of us must die. Because the Bible says the soul that sinneth must die. And it's very clear. Hallelujah. Easter, I think I talked about it. And the fact it must die. And the Bible says that life can be given in exchange for another life. And the blood has been given to make atonement for sin. So if a life can be given in exchange for another life, before Jesus, bulls and goats were killed in exchange for the life of the people. God's people. Now, Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice, who there was an even exchange, his life for our lives. Hallelujah. So, it's very clear that we are in trouble, or we were in trouble because of sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 12 to 17. This is all from last week. And yeah, very good. So, Romans 5:12-17. Hallelujah. How many are hearing the word of God? Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed unto all men, for all have sinned. Hallelujah. So sin entered into the world through Adam, and because of that, death entered into the world, and therefore all have been pronounced guilty of sin. Because we were descendants of Adam. The Bible says that we were children, we were children of Adam. The world is our children of Adam. Everyone in the world is a child of Adam. Those who become Christians have been adopted into the family of God and are now children of God. But Adam was the direct creation of God. So he is called an Adam, the son of God. Hallelujah. Not like Jesus, but direct creation of God. That's what the Bible describes it in Luke. And this begat this, and Adam, the son of God. Hallelujah. That is different from God's son, Jesus. Hallelujah. It just means direct creation for Adam of God. Hallelujah. And because Adam sinned, his sin nature passed down to his descendants. And we became children of Adam. And we're in the image of Adam. We now became children who were in the image of Adam, created by God, but in Adam's image. We had Adam's image. What is Adam's image? The image of sin. Let me show you that verse. It's all in the Bible, where the Bible says that, let me give it to you. How many are hearing what I'm talking about? Hopefully I can find it. Genesis 5, 1 to 3. Hallelujah. So we're created by God, but because we took on Adam's nature of sin, we took on his image of sin. When we became children of God, then now we are created in righteousness and truly holy. So now we take on God's righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and truly holy. So we are now righteous and truly holy as Christians. But before then, look at this. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God created he him. Okay, very good. Verse 2. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. And in that day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his likeness, in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth, after Adam's likeness and Adam's image. Wow. Hallelujah. That's a difference. Because of the fall. What do you think? Okay, now let's go back to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Let's use NLT for this. Very important. What do you think? That's why we are adopted and become children of God. And that's why we have to put on the new man, which is created by God in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
When Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Yes, people sinned even before the law was given. And though there was no law to break, since it had not yet been given, they all died anyway, even though they did not disobey an explicit command of God, as Adam did. What a contrast between Adam and Christ, who was yet to come. I explained that last week. And what a difference between our sin and God's generous gift of forgiveness. For this one man, Adam, brought death to many through his sin, because his descendants. But this other man, Jesus Christ, brought forgiveness to many through God's bountiful gift. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation. But we have the free gift of being accepted by God, even though we are guilty of many sins. So we have the sin nature, and death and sin passed to us, and we sin. So it's a double problem. The sin of one man, Adam, caused death to rule over us. This is the key part. Death to rule over us. The sin of this man, Adam, caused death to rule, reign over people. Now, death is not just the physical dying, but when you read Revelation, you see that death was an entity. Hades was following behind death. Death was riding on a horse. And Hades was riding on a horse, death was riding on a horse. But I think death was riding on a horse and Hades was following. Hallelujah. Now, it means that death reigned, or Satan reigned and controlled people.
That's right.
Now, because of that, many people were in situations they don't want to be in. People were addicted. People, addiction to pornography, addiction to gambling. You think it's only men who are addicted to pornography, even though the majority are men, but a lot of women are addicted to pornography. Yes. Addicted to what other problems? Alcohol, addicted to drugs, addicted to gambling, smoking, all sorts of things. People are addicted to these things. Hallelujah. Because death reigned. But all who receive God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Now, it says it better or explains it better in the King James. Verse 17. For if by one man's sin death reigned by one, how much more? Oh, you didn't get that. You see, if Adam, who was a man, first man, Adam, sinned, and because of Adam, who is a direct creation of God, sinned, death reigned by all. Now, how much more the Creator? If he is doing something for us, it should far exceed what the Created did. So the result of Adam's sin was condemnation and death reigning. How much more the obedience of the Creator of the universe will cause you and I to reign in life through Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for Jesus. And look at it in the Amplified. It even goes on to explain it further. Hallelujah to Jesus. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely, definitely, will those who receive and lay hold of God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings. Hey! In life through the one man, the Messiah, the anointed one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, it's very clear that there was a lot going on. Genesis 3, 8 to 13. Giving you a history and then we'll just move to the next. Hallelujah. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Ooh. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. I believe that this is literal. It's not a figure of speech. Many people preach that it is an image. There's no image. If there's an image, God will see it's an image. If there's a revelation, there you can clearly see there are different things going on. This is not an image. Let's start again. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord. What is the imagery in this? That's what I'm saying, that preachers can go off. We can shoot like a bullet. Are we going to help God to explain the Bible? And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden, walking in the cool of the day at a particular time. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Now, whatever it was, his presence, if I'm coming, my presence is, this is my presence. So God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, we don't know what it means. When I say what it means, we don't know how he was because no one has seen him. But Adam and Eve, it looks like they were able to relate with him because there was no sin. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. So it was a physical voice that heard. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? God already knew. God always wants us to acknowledge. Yes. He always, like Cain and Abel, where is your brother Abel? Am I my brother's keeper? Then God said that what? What did he say? He said that, is it not his blood crying out to me? So sometimes God asks us questions. The reason why I'm repeating this is that someone was saying that they don't understand it, but there's a problem, you know, with the Bible. It's like, not even a problem. It's like, does God know everything? Otherwise, why would God have asked this question? No, because God wants us to acknowledge it. Sometimes God asks us certain things. There are many examples in the Bible that I can't go into now. That is clear. Even Jesus did some of those things. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Do you remember when Jesus said, go and call your husband, the woman of Samaria? He knew he didn't have a husband, but I want you to acknowledge it. Go and call your husband. And I said, oh, I don't have a husband. It is right. You're right that you don't have a husband, but the one you're living with is not your husband. So he just wants us to acknowledge. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou givest me to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat it. This is the last time God will give someone a wife. Ever since then, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You find it yourself and see what problems you experience. Don't blame me next time. Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, "That serpent beguiled me and I did it." What have you done? Do you not know that because of what you've done, cancer is going to be in the world? Because of what you've done, HIV is going to be in the world? Because of what you've done, death is going to be in the world? Because of what you've done, you've given Satan authority and you've given him dominion over the earth? Do you understand what you've done? Do you understand that there's going to be chaos? There are going to be murders, destroyed relationships, terrible things, gambling, addictions. What have you done? So number one, because why is preaching important? Because it attacks the root of man's problems. The root of man's problems is sin. And because you and I have sinned, we will die. If I have never sinned before, I will not die. I won't be able to die. But everyone will die unless Christ comes, because everyone has sinned. The only one who could have escaped death was Jesus Christ. That's why he had to die. He came to the world, he would have been still alive, or he would have just gone off to heaven like that. Because you cannot die if you've not sinned. Hallelujah. Now, preaching attacks the root of man's problems. That's why Satan prevents the preaching. Hallelujah. That's why Satan prevents the preaching. And there's a difference between listening to preaching or podcasts at home and where two or more are gathered. There's a difference between listening to a message, even though it's powerful, when Jesus is present, and there's a difference between listening to a message when Jesus is not present in that way. He is always present. That one, I'll be with you always. But God doesn't just miss his words. Why will he say that? Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there with them. Why will he say that and yet say I'm with you always? It means that there is a certain presence, strong presence of Jesus who comes and ensures things when two or more are gathered in his name, versus he always being around. Am I saying something to someone? And that is, so anytime you don't feel like listening to the preaching, you don't feel like coming to church, you don't feel like listening to the podcast, it's because Satan is trying to prevent you from getting the solution from the root of it. Anytime I'm praying, I'm feeling a pain, I pray, Father God, deal with this problem. I command this problem to leave from the root of it. Yeah, so that it's not a bandage. There's a root problem. There's a root cause. It could be a spiritual cause. It could be something lacking. That's why doctors try to find the solution. Deal with it instead of pat it. When you get a diagnosis, then you deal with it from the root of the problem. And the root of the problem could be antibiotics. Hallelujah. Deal with it. Praise the Lord. So, I gave the example of people who were poor, who were homeless, who were in homeless shelters, who were living under a bridge, who had no hope, no chance of surviving, lost their license, everything, lost their homes. But just by coming to church, listening to the word of God, having their Bible studies, things change. When I met those people, I had a meeting, very important meeting with them. I sit with them, I tell you that, look, now I'm going to give you advice. You are in a mess, you are homeless, things are not working. But I can give you a solution to turn things around. Face to face, there's no play. Come on, son. Eyeball to eyeball. I hold the person, I said, this is what you need to do. If you want a solution, simple. Handing you money is not going to bring the solution. Come to church every Sunday and Wednesday. At that time, I think it was Thursday. Don't just come to church, but read your Bible. This is how I speak to them. Read your Bible every day. Have your quiet time and pray every day. Christianity 101. That's what's going to solve your problem. Because many people feel that that's higher level than all the other things they are preaching about. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you. And then Jesus says that it is the Gentiles that seek for those things, little faith. So many of the churches are preaching little faith and saying it's high level. How can you say trying to acquire wealth, showing people how to be thinking about money is high level, when Jesus already called it little feet? Oh. But seek. Okay, let's start from verse 30. Whilst we are still waiting to what I tell them. And you see what happens. Of course, it's my daughter, so I can hold her like that. I can't hold another woman like this. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? In fact, let's start from 28. Let's see. Let's get the thing clear. Yeah. Let's start from 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can... In fact, let's use NLT. I want it to be crystal clear. Yes. Crystal clear. Crystal. Yes. Can... Oh, let's start from 26 even. Oh. 24. Let's start from 25. No one can serve two masters. For you will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Even though many Christians do. Don't shut me down now. Fine message I'm preaching here. So I tell you, don't worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns because your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than they are. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. And why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God so cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you? You have so little faith. Many churches are trying to encourage people to have little faith. Oh, I'm preaching a fine message. If you believe the Bible and you are confident in the Bible, what I'm saying, you acknowledge that what I'm saying is true. Verse 31. So don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. And he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. That's what should be preached. I said that's what should be preached. It doesn't mean that when you are having problems, you shouldn't pray. You should pray. But as you are praying, know that God has done it already. You don't need some, believe it. Of course, you need some encouraging mention all the time. But it's not as if everything is, hey, we are getting the kingdom. That's not high level. Let me tell you what high level did. So I told him, make sure you read your Bible every day, pray every day, come to church every day. Is that understood? Yes. That put the man out of the homeless shelter into a home working, comfortable. Amen. Oh, I thought you put it on. It's Jesus who did it. I didn't do it. Also, there was a guy who was on drugs and his wife. And they lost their two or three children, I can't remember, to the state. We met them in a homeless shelter. We have to kick on. They met them in the homeless shelter. We went there feeding people. Normally, I go to homeless shelter. If I go there and I am not able to say Jesus loves you and die for your sins or give a tract, I won't waste my time. Because I'm more concerned about their soul. I won't go. So they opened the doors for us and we went there. We'll tell people about Jesus. And we invited this man and his wife to church. Homeless. Lost their children to the state. I told him the same thing, looked him in the face and told him these three things. This guy, as he kept on coming, his life was changed. You see, because the issues were dealt with from the root. The root is the devil. Now the word destroys the devil. The word of God dispels the devil. And in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And the same was with God in the beginning. All things were created by him and for him, or without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness comprehended it not. John 1:1-3-4. Hallelujah. So I told him that. After telling him this, as he kept on coming, job, apartment. I went to the apartment. And then I was there when the state brought the children to him and his wife. I was there when they got custody of the children. They kept on coming to church. Things were working well. Work beautiful. And then, when, it's not even Sunday service. She was coming for weekday, but when someone is backsliding, there's a way. So, weekday service, I'm coming for you, Fred. Oh, pastor, you know, God saw something out. I said, I'm coming for you. I said, okay, don't worry. Next week, I'm coming for you. He was coming on Sundays, but not weekday, but it starts that way. And I said, be careful, oh. He said, okay. The third week, I said, look, Fred, be careful. You will lose everything. I said, you'll lose everything. Yes, pastor. Yes, pastor. I know he lost everything and went back to drugs. Why? Because the devil was waiting. Lost everything before our eyes. Everything. Lost the children to the state. Went back on drugs. There's another guy who was an alcoholic. The same thing. He stopped for a long time. He went back in. Many people feel that I can leave God. No, you can't leave God. It's the quiet time that makes the difference. Not just coming to church. Why? Because thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And it is hearing the preaching. Not just in church. The podcast, preaching, bishop's messages, listening to messages, coming to church, listening to the messages. It's a whole metric. It's not just coming to church. But when you are in church, you are in his body, secured. Of course, you are in his body anyway, but you and I are the body of Christ, and the church is the body of Christ. Yes. So you will see that it was dealt with. And then I have another guy I mentioned who wanted to hang himself. He was homeless. And I always said, those who are watching who help people, the homeless person, when you are asking this same guy who had the kids, oh, can I have money? I need to buy food for my kids. When I was not experienced, I would say, take the money. And then they'll go and use it on drugs. Even though the kids are starving. No. Give me money. I want to buy food for the kids. Let's go. He was furious. He was furious. But he went. I said, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. There's another lady who wanted me to help her with her phone bill. So I said, okay, how much? Whatever dollars. Okay, I'm going to help you. Okay. So I asked her, give me all the information. And then she gave it to me, but she said, I still need the money. I paid the phone bill. It was truly a phone bill. The way she cursed me on the phone. Oh no, but it was drugs. She cursed me. No, but I wasn't worried about that because the drugs were speaking. It's not, hey, you at least use swear words. I just counted now. I said, don't worry, when you are settled. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I was in DFW and there was a pastor. I met this guy. He said, look, I want to do well for God. I want to do this. Save God, blah blah blah. I told him the same rules. These are the rules. It wasn't in my church, it was another church he came to visit. He said, okay, I'm abiding by them, but I don't have my documents, my driver's license, or my ID, not even my ID, state ID. So I need X dollars to do the state ID. Then the pastor was going to also house him at the shelter. They have nice places you can house them. He was about to pay. I said, hold off, give him the money for the driver's license. Next time you see him, let him show you evidence, the receipt. Yes. Then you can give him, you can house him. Spot the money. As such a case, you actually pay the room. Otherwise, they use it on drugs. Until God has dealt with the demon. Yeah. Until God has dealt with the demon. You don't, yeah. The root cause. Am I preaching to somebody? Many other examples. Many other examples. But I'm shocked that my time is almost up. Number two. Hey, I said the root It has to be smashed out. It's only the word. Only the word. Because Jesus said, they are clean by my word. Let me just show you. The word of God cleans us. Amen. Look at Ephesians 5:26. I'll just read one or two. The word cleans us. It cleans us from evil. It cleans us from evil spirits. That's why the preaching makes a difference. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Now, what is this sanctify? Look at verse 25. Always don't just read the in front. Just read the context. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. What's the church? That he might present it glorious. Hallelujah. John 15:3-5. Now ye are clean, Jesus said, through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Amen.
Now, the big one. John 8:31-32. That you realize that it's not just believing. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Which believed already. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Then what will be the result of it? And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Free from every problem. Free. It is the truth of the word that will make you free. That's why Satan fights the word like something. That's why Satan fights quiet time. Fights Bible study. Fights the preaching. That's why many times we'll listen to music than preaching. If I had to choose, if I had really 1 hour to spare, I'll listen to preaching more than music. Even though I listen to music a lot. Or I listen to music more than many folk. I actually many times have my worship time. Church is a climax of the thing. But I play. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Yeah, so the worship time, it's already happened at home. It's not here. Here is the climax. It's nice because there are people. It's easier. Much easier. Let me show you. Titi, Bethel, which, yeah, give me one of the ones that I like. My mind is. Worthy. I think that one, worthy of it all. Oh, King of my heart. Yeah, King of my heart. I want to show you what I mean, of my heart. Bethel, right? Yeah, I love this one. There are also the types, the people singing it. This lady. What's her name? Stephanie, yeah. That's what time.
Oh. You are good, good.
Oh, these are at home.
You are the king of my heart. Be the fountain that I have.
You know, this I have to choose. I normally, God, the words are here. Even the words are here.
I saw. Let the king of my heart.
You don't. Your voice doesn't have to be nice. You are worshiping because it's God and you. You can have a nice voice, but God has turned his face.
That's right.
God has turned his face.
Ah, good, good. Oh, you are good.
Get the next one.
Good. Oh,
at home, you are worshiping like you are in church.
Ah, good.
Sometimes you're going to do it for an hour more.
Oh, get the next one.
I've blocked it. Get the next one. Hey, yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay. I'm worshiping. Use the which one do I remember? I want to show you a song that is clear. Yes, worthy of it all. You are. Do you understand? And you are worshiping like you are in church. You are worshiping like you are in church. Let's worship. So let's do it. Come on. This is how you do it in church.
For the Lamb of God.
You are standing up. You are not sitting. At home.
All the saints and angels, they bow before your throne.
Sometimes I'm kneeling.
And all the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you are worthy of it all.
Yes.
You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are the saints and angels. They bow before.
This is our God. Hallelujah. How many are getting what I'm saying? We can take our seats. Almost done. But I'm just giving the example of, but in spite of that, if I have an hour and I'm on the road, I'll listen to worship. I mean, to preach podcast. Because it is the preaching. Songs have a way. The garment of praise has a way of overcoming the spirit of heaviness. You can play it. An atmosphere. But the word will cast it out faster. Because Jesus is his word.
I wait for you. Draw near again. Let your spirit make me new. And I...
We are home. No, there's no one you are looking. You are just looking at God.
I will fall at your feet. And I will worship you here. Oh, I bless you, Lord. I worship you. I give you the glory, God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being so good. You are worthy to be praised. You are faithful. Oh, what a wonderful God you are. I love you. Your presence in me, Jesus, light the way. At your word, I will be. I will restore. I am revealed.
Yeah, hallelujah.
When your spirit, I am free. And I will fall at your feet. I will fall at your feet. And I will worship you here.
Can't you do it at home? It's working. At least you and God. And then freely you give. That one, then certain notes hit you and take you straight to the throne. Because there are higher heights. They're, be still. There are times that you be still and know God is God. When you get into his throne room, you are just weeping. You can't even say anything. But it gets you there through a hope. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. But in spite of this, so I'm not saying that I'm not a worship person. But if I have 1 hour to choose, I'll choose the preaching. Yeah.
Freely you gave it all for us. Surrendered your life upon that cross. Great is your love, poured out for all. This is our God, lifted on high from death to life. Surrendered,
oh yes,
glorified. Servant and King, rescue the world. This is our God.
Hallelujah. So it's many times I listen to them and sing them. That's how when I want worship sung in a certain way, is because I sing them. I know the exact sequence and how it goes and the speed, everything. And that's why I say I want it this way.
Exactly.
I don't want it slow. I want it this way.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. Because so I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Because God is close to worshipers. There's a message Bishop preached, one of the day I preached it, how to be one of God's favorite children. I listen, it's worship. Worship. There are three ways. Worship, quick to repent like David, and a shepherd. David was a shepherd of Israel, but worship is the key. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, if I have 30 minutes, I'll choose the preaching of the word. Because it's the preaching of the word that brings deliverance. It's the preaching of the word that cleans. It's the preaching of the word that sets us free. It's the preaching of the word that makes us free. It's the preaching of the word that deals with man's problems from the root of it. That's why the preaching of the word is very, very powerful. I said that's why the preaching of the word is very, very important. Am I saying something to someone? So please don't allow the devil to rob you. Let's say from now on, we will not allow the devil to rob us of being made free. We are not going to allow the devil to rob us from God dealing with our problems from the root of them. We are not going to allow the devil to rob us of our victory. Because as we submit ourselves to the preaching of the word, then we are being set free and we are being made prosperous. We are being made victorious in Jesus Christ. It's the preaching of the word that makes a difference. That's why Jesus spent most of his time preaching, teaching, and healing. I'm not out of word, I'm just out of time. Shall we stand to our feet? We'll continue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let's bless the Lord. Let's speak to him. Oh, yes, we give you all the glory. All the honor, all the praise. We worship you. Oh, yes. Worship Jesus. Give him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. We glorify you, O God. We thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for hope. Thank you for life. Thank you, O God. Oh, love him. Tell him that you love him. You want to bless him. You want to worship him. Glorify his name. Magnify his name. Show him that he deserves all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Oh, we give you all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. Hallelujah to Jesus. We give you all. Mando kledo shina mando resina mando morokele. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, we bless you. We worship you in Jesus' name. If you are here this afternoon and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be washed as white as snow. I want the new birth experience. I want salvation. Then raise your hands and I'll pray with you. Let's repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
Holy Father,
I come to you In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe that He died on the cross.
That He died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe that God raised Him from the dead.
That God raised Him from the dead.
Lord Jesus. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Cleanse me. From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
From today.
From today.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
From today.
From today.
I would purpose in my heart.
I would purpose in my heart.
To get more of the Word of God in.
To get more of the Word of God in.
To get the preaching in.
To get the preaching in.
To get the teaching in.
To get the teaching in.
And to expect divine healing.
And to get
divine health.
Divine health.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we bless you and thank you. For